Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. Thank you very much for taking time out of your day and out of your holidays to push play on another episode. And today's a topic that I think is going to be really, 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 really powerful. Maybe a little bit scary, but I hope not. I hope I'm going to guide you through something in a way that feels really safe and secure, because today's episode is all about, you know, becoming the embodiment of what you want in your private practice in terms of being able to integrate that spiritual practice with your private practice. And by that I mean, you know, I'm not talking about let's use tarot cards in a counseling session. I'm talking about, as women in business, how can we start connecting in with our spiritual selves to help guide the direction of the business, to help guide us find answers to difficult questions, to help us build confidence through competence, and all of those sorts of things. And you know what? The last week, although it's been holidays, I've had an opportunity to talk with six women. And it was such a beautiful, beautiful thing because, you know, it takes a lot of bravery, I think, to book a Zoom call with a total stranger. And I just want to take a moment to honor them for doing that. But you know what? The thing that came through, I guess, is really that I want to take things deeper with you, because I think what's happening, and I know it's not for everybody, but I think what's happening is that we're kind of getting a little bit social media-y or a little bit Instagram-y in terms of what we think spiritual practice and private practice looks like. And what I'm noticing is, you know, we're not walking our walk. I think there are a number of women who really want to have that soul-fueled, soul-led private practice, yet they're doing things like, you know, they're talking the talk, and they'll put on their social media or their blog posts or their emails, because I subscribe to many of my clients' stuff. They're talking about, you know, operating from a spiritual place and a soul-fueled place, but when it comes to them doing something, they're not. And that's what I mean. Like, so many of you say that you rank authenticity as one of your key values, as one of your key drivers for the practice, that, you know, being genuine is very, very important to you, yet you don't walk your talk. You're very good at guiding people around what they should be doing, but you don't do it yourself. And what I mean by that is, when you're being authentic and when you're being genuine, you are the embodiment of the lesson that you are trying to share with your audience. And I think for those of you who are in a position at the moment where you're trying to raise visibility for your practice, for those of you who are doing, you know, marketing posts 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 times a day and not getting any conversions, you're not getting any leads from that, and you're not getting any conversions, those of you who've got the Psychology Today profile up but you're not getting any bookings, I think part of what's happening for you energetically is you're out there with your, we call it, like, I grew up on the stage, okay? I was a little ballerina and I was doing calisthenics and everything up until my mid-teens. And we used to call it your stage face. And I think, you know, we learn about this in Jungian psychology as well, you know, that whole idea of masks. You put on your stage face when you go out on social media, and, you know, the real you kind of sits behind. And I think spiritually speaking, and energetically speaking, what happens when you do that is people pick up on that. And people pick up on that vibe that it's not authentic and that it's not genuine, and it becomes just another social media post that doesn't land for that person. And then that person will go away and connect with somebody else and book an appointment with somebody else. So when it comes to filling your diary, when it comes to being visible, when it comes to making an impact, you're falling short when you're not being the true embodiment of what you're trying to share with the world. This morning, I didn't know, I woke up a little while ago and I wasn't thinking what I was going to share on the podcast because I wasn't in the mood. And I thought to myself, I don't want to record something when I'm not in the mood and I've got all day to do it. But then, I just did a quick little meditation and the idea came to me that I should talk to you about this stuff. So that's why I'm saying I know it's a little bit hard to hear, but I think this is going to be really, really valuable for you. I think it's important to understand what spirituality means and how it's different from religion. So just in 25 words or less, religion is about something that's outside of you, right? There's usually a text, a script or a scripture, a set of rules you need to follow, guidelines for living, guidelines for dying, all of those sorts of things. That's religion over there. But spirituality is different because there's none of that. Spirituality is about finding ways to connect with yourself. And so we look within, and some people can call that process of looking within connecting with their soul, or they might call it spirituality, or they might call it connecting with their higher self, or they might call it connecting with spirit or source or something like that. That's what they're talking about. And so the way to start integrating this as a woman in business is to actually do it, to stop talking about it and telling everybody else they need to do it, and to, you know, challenge yourself or help yourself with your own growth, with your own personal development, and get in the habit of tuning in to your soul or to your heart space for your business as well, okay? So it's not about the external. When you're trying to use spiritual practice to build your private practice, the key thing to, subscribe to is this understanding that you already know, you already have the answers for within. So a simple way to use this as your North Star is to, ask yourself, if you were connected to your inner knowing, what would decision-making in the business look like for you? How would you feel about choices and acting on them? And how is that experience different to making decisions from fear or from your ego mindset? So what I've just shared there is really, 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 really big, and it's going to be pivotal for some of you, because I'm sure some of you have just had the realization that when you make decisions, you often use the word think, and we say to ourselves, I need to think about that. I will take time, i.e. give myself space and be my masculine. I will think about that. Okay, thinking is being in that masculine energy as well, isn't it? It's all about that logic and reason and stuff like that. But thinking is also in that mindset, in that energy, is where fear lives, isn't it? And it's all about anticipating things. And you know what? There's a, I don't know if you know this or not, and I'll just share it now, but, I'm Buddhist, and my mum is also Buddhist, and I have a lama that I'm connected with, and my mum has a monk that she's connected with, and her monk explained to her that anxiety is an opportunity to fix something before it happens. And I love that saying. And, anxiety comes from our mind, doesn't it? It doesn't come from our heart. It doesn't come from our soul. It comes from our mind. It comes from that thinking of, oh, what if, what if, what if. That what if doesn't come from a place of love. That what ifing comes from a place of fear. And, this idea that the experience of anxiety is your opportunity to fix something before it happens. I think is beautiful on many different levels. And I'm sure you can unpack that for yourself or email me and let me know what you think, because I don't want to get off topic today. But I just want you to think about if you were able to make decisions from your heart instead of your mind, what would that feel like and what would that look like and what would be going on for you? I'll give you some examples. People say, as I said before, I'll have to think about that. When we say that, we could change that to let me feel into it. So next time you have a decision to make, instead of saying, let me think about it, or let me, you know, process it, or whatever you say, be aware of it and try and say instead, let me feel into it. You can still come back to somebody in 24 hours, but allow, and then really allow yourself to go away and feel into it. Don't just say it because I've said say it, but allow yourself to do it. Allow yourself to tune in the way that you do. For me, I put my hand on my heart, and, you know, I listen to myself. I ask myself the question, you know, is this the right choice for me? Yes or no? And I just see how I feel. Now, some people will actually hear in their mind the words yes or no. And I do sometimes, but for me, usually it's more about energy. You know, I get a nice energy if it's a yes. And you know what? Most of the time when you're connecting with your soul, you already kind of know what to do. And so there's only love there. So you're not going to feel anything unwanted. There's no fear in your soul, right? Another one, I'll have to check with someone else before I make that decision, becomes let me check in with myself. How empowering is that? Let me check in with myself. And then give yourself a moment to do that. And you do it by saying, you know, how do I feel about this? Is this the right step for me to take right now? What would feel like the logical next step for me? Ask yourself those things and allow yourself to receive the guidance that comes through. Nothing bad is going to happen in receiving guidance, okay? The fear is in your mind. And when you're trying to connect and build a spiritually informed private practice, it's not about being in your mind. It's not about the fear. It's about allowing the guidance to come through and then finding a way to bring that into your reality. And hey, that's manifesting. Another example, I don't think I'll have time, right? So sometimes people say to me, oh, I'd love to do that maybe course, or I'd love to do that program with you, Brooklyn, or I'd love to do coaching with you. It all sounds amazing, but I just don't have the time. That could become time, like everything else in my world, is abundant. Now your soul is going to tell you that time's abundant. And when you receive that, then you're calm. And then you're open, and then you say, okay, I believe my time is abundant. I believe I'm someone that finds time for the things that are important for her. How can I find time? What's the next step? And another one is I can't afford it right now. Okay. And that can become in my soul, I know I want this, or I know I need this for me. And that becomes how can I make this affordable? How can I make this work for me? And then we hand that over to the masculine. So can you see what happens? What we're doing is we're flipping everything, aren't we? Our normal conditioning, our normal programming, our normal decision-making is to go to our head first. But when you're embodying that spiritual approach to your private practice, you're coming from your heart first. Right? Heart first, mind second. So get the guidance from your heart. When you have that guidance come through, you say, okay, great. And now what's the next step? And that's when you hand that guidance over to that masculine energy that we all have for action. Trust that that masculine energy is going to do its job. That's why it's there. That masculine energy is there to support you. Okay. And when you've already made that decision, well, then there's no fear in the masculine mind either, because that decision's been made. So your masculine now thinks, okay, it's safe to do, it's safe to proceed. How do we make this happen for her? Imagine what your decision making is going to be like when you can do it from that space. A simple way to remember this is when you're making decisions from your soul or from your heart space or your higher self or source or energy, those decisions or that awareness feels expansive, right? It feels expansive, like you're opening up. When you're making decisions from fear and from ego mindset, it feels constrictive, like you're closing in, shutting down, going into protection mode. So that you can understand what this feels like, let me just give you a few examples. And what I want you to do is notice the energy that comes through for you. I want you to notice, is this energy expansive or is this energy constrictive? Here's the first example. Eating your favorite meal in the whole entire world. Notice the feeling. Do you feel expansive or constricted? The next one, receiving a reminder about an overdue account or an overdue invoice. The next one, thinking about going to work tomorrow. Expansive or constrictive? The next one, seeing a mother duck and her ducklings crossing a road and all the traffic is stopped to let them cross. And the next one, having a shower or having a bubble bath. And then the next one, wanting to do a course or a program for your business and seeing the price is $500 a month. Okay. So now with these exercises here, you've had an opportunity to experience expansion and constriction. You've had an opportunity to experience what they both feel like. And what we want to try and do is, if you did feel any constriction, I want you, that's you coming from ego mindset. So I would encourage you to go back to those ones and, find your way of connecting in with your soul and ask the question again and see what your soul says about things. Okay, because I bet those ones where you felt constricted have come about because of other people's beliefs, other people's stories, your limiting beliefs, your limiting stories. You know what I mean? It's all that stuff that's going on in our head. It's nothing that's coming through our heart space. And when you do that and you're able to access answers that come from your soul and your heart instead, then kick those answers over to the masculine with a how can I question, all right? Because the masculine thrives on taking action and the masculine wants to please you. Remember, the masculine's job is to provide for you. So it wants to make things happen for you and it will find ways, trust me. So what else have I written? With this awareness, you can begin to tune into your energy and you can become a woman in private practice that operates from her soul rather than her ego mindset. And guess what happens when you do that? When you do that, the content that you put out as well for your audience is going to shift and change. The vibration of that content is going to shift and change. Suddenly you're being authentic, which is what you've been claiming you want to be all along. You're being more genuine and your audience start to connect with that and they pick up on that. And guess what? We've got like attracting like now. And this is one way that you're going to start manifesting conversions. You're going to start getting leads, taking those leads over into conversions. A conversion is a booking, an appointment, a sale. They're buying something from you. They're enrolling in something. They're booking a session, whatever it is. I want you to really focus on identifying what your soul guides or calls you to do, and then hand that decision off to your masculine energy. That masculine energy is going to do what needs to be done in order to bring that decision into reality for you. And if you want guidance on any of this, or if you would like somebody to be a sounding board as you process some of this stuff yourself, you know, let's connect, because I'm happy to do that in a way that feels comfortable for you, whether that's on a Zoom call or an email or over Messenger in one of my groups. You're welcome to come in. I offer high touch coaching in both of my groups. You can come and get support there. But here's an invitation to you, and I want you to feel into it with your soul. I want to invite you to have a look at a program that I have, a program that is designed to help you tune into your soul energy for your private practice, so that you can embody confidence through competence, integrate the feeling and soul guidance that comes through you with the structure of the private practice, like your policies, your procedures, your foundations, the systems, the automations, with creativity, with abundance, with manifesting, with nurturing, with building relationships, with having conversations, with doing all of those feminine energy driven things that you really, really, really want to do. Now, I want you to tune into the energy you're experiencing as you listen to me talk about this. Is it constrictive or is it expansive? Are you in your head listening to this invitation? And if you are, I want you now to practice dropping into your soul space and see what your soul guides you to do. What is she guiding you to do? Is she guiding you to, take this next step so that you can continue your process of evolution, so that you can continue your growth, that this is something you do just for you, that these are lessons that you learn for your own expansion that help you cultivate the private practice that you've truly been dreaming of in a way that's so different, in a way that you didn't think was possible, but it is. So that's what I want you to go away and think about. I'll put details in the show notes, including my contact details. I really want to help you drop out of fear and step into your higher version of yourself, connect with your soul, and make choices that are empowering, not disempowering. Fear is disempowering. It's going to constrict you and prevent you from doing the things that you need to do. Okay, what a podcast. Isn't it funny? You just never know where these things are going to go. And I'm so excited this morning because I have to leave home in half an hour because I'm going up to the Dandenongs to meet some of the women from my group, The Private Practice Method. And I can't wait to see them there. It's going to be so cool because you know what it's like when you run your business online? You get to see people, you know, you see their heads all the time. but we've never actually met in person in real life. So I'm super excited to go and meet them today. And then after that, I'm going to see my best friend in Melbourne. We haven't seen each other for a very long time because of lockdown and restrictions and stuff like that. And we're going to watch some favorite Christmas films, as is our tradition. I really love Deck the Halls and I really love Griswold's Christmas. I'm a big fan of the Griswolds. And then come back. But yes, I will always be available to you guys. So if you need anything, reach out. I would love to know your thoughts about this podcast. It's a transformational podcast. I hope you received some transformation from it. Do the work. Okay. You want to be one of those clients that does the work, not a client that doesn't make any difference or improvement between sessions. You want to do the work. So you've got some exercises to do. Go back, listen to everything, and let me know how you go. Have a beautiful day, everyone. See you on, today's Wednesday. See you on Saturday. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.